May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for February 12th, 2022. And as regular listeners know, I've been curating recent news that you'll never see in the highly censored lamestream media. And these are videos and articles I'll be sharing today, at least talking about them with commentary to highlight the most significant developments. This is all part of the 2022 Great Turnaround Series, which is linked in the show notes at the top of the show notes. And you may want to see several of the amazing compendiums that I've archived since the first of the year. But today I'll be discussing the most recent compendium from 2022 called The Aquarian Gateway, which I published here back, well, on the 2nd, and I've been adding to it with new videos and articles almost daily until today, 2/12/2022. I added a little piece to that today. Before I go into that, first, we're going to have a little cosmic weather report of the global quantum field. Astrology, psychology is rather testy right now with Mercury conjunct Pluto in the sign of Capricorn. That represents strong transformational forces at work in consciousness, you know, mentally, how we process the events that are going on right now. It's very strong transformational forces and core, governing not just mentally, core governing institutions and authority figures. Now, those authority figures can be parents, you might say the inner authorities, the inner family, father, mother, authorities. And an interesting aspect of this male, female, mother, father aspect. Can be represented by Venus and Mars, which are also conjunction in Capricorn. And both are in opposition to the moon in Cancer, which is moving into Leo for a full moon on Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on which time zone you're in. Now, I could spend an hour unpacking what all this means as far as global transformation, the personal planetary transformation, very powerful forces involved. You're seeing huge events on the world stage. The trucker event in Canada, going international in France. I was reading today that there might be truckers shutting down the Super Bowl, but there's all kinds of other stuff going on behind the scenes. For those who get alternative media, you know what I'm referring to. So I'm going to go into some of the very strong portents for deep transformation and the great turnaround in 2022. The videos and articles I'll be referring to today are emblematic or representative of some of these huge transformative events that are going on. I've tried to find those events that people will look back 5-10 years from now and saying, oh my God, this truly was a big turning point. The 2022 turning point, as I refer to. There's a lot of chatter on the internet about the likelihood of a false flag to spark war with Ukraine or a massive cyber attack that cripples financial institutions. I mean, don't be surprised. The Canadian truck convoy and a similar order of protest in France has got the public in open rebellion. The global elite, their time is short and their fear is great. If they let up on the fear, then faith springs eternal, you know, and so they're basically in full court press right now to stop the rebellion the one way or the other. But again, this is going to be the dynamics of 2022. We're going to be seeing what I call the rebellion two-step. Two steps forward, one step back. Two steps forward, one step back. I'm a country swing dancer, so the two steps, one of my favorite moves. And we're seeing it outplay in the collective consciousness with the public waking up and then being pushed back, so to speak. And this is a huge dynamic that's been shaping up for some time. The last 2 years has been extremely oppressive to many people, and many people now are just saying enough is enough. We want to take back, you know, our institutions, specifically healthcare. Healthcare is a huge issue, and I'm going to be going into that again with different videos and articles today. But in the meantime, I'm been trying to reinforce the idea of keeping the faith. You know, keep the faith, see the good, make it so, and that the new F word for Aquarius is faith. Fearless faith that naturally neutralizes faithless fear. So again, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. So without further introduction, let's go directly into this compendium for today called the Aquarian Gateway. And it's called the Aquarian Gateway for reasons that will be self-evident. The beginning of this compendium, again, I've got a link at the very top on the 2022 Great Turnaround Series. This is a series. I've got, five or six compendiums since the first of the year. And the previous compendium was called, it's the Giant Experiment, folks. And we're the guinea pigs, or we're the test animals. And this was the previous compendium. So, you know, those who are listening to this live right now, you can check out the footnotes on the show notes on the page, and you can, you know, on the home page for today's show, and you can perhaps pull up another window on your, if you're on a computer, and to where you're listening in one window, and you can follow along with the videos and articles in the compendium that I've got archived in another window. And I've provided a link for that. But otherwise, those who are listening to the podcast here in the future, you can definitely do that. You can pause the podcast at any time to watch the videos or read articles that I'm referring to. But in the meantime, with the live presentation now, I'm giving a kind of an orientation, an overview that you can just listen to and get a sense of what's going on with the big picture with this Aquarian Gateway. And again, the timeline here, February 2nd, 2022 is a 2-2-2-2-0-2-2. Five twos. And, of course, 22, two ones, sometimes referred to as 11. And there's numerology associated with the timing, the astrology, psychology at this time, the numerology in through 2-22-2022. This is 2-12-2022 today. So there are a lot of numerology regarding this initiation of Aquarius. As I began this compendium, it was the new moon in Aquarius back on February 1st and 2nd. And we're about to have a full moon in Leo. So you get about, from new moon to new moon, or full moon to full moon, you've got about a month. So from new moon to full moon, you've got about 2 weeks. And this is the 2 weeks that I've been adding since I first published this, Aquarian Gateway. I've been adding these videos and articles to basically take contemporary events, and like I say, I curate the news to find videos and articles that really speak to the energy of the hour, of the time, daily. And again, there's weekly and daily, there are videos and articles coming out that you'll never see in the mainstream media, what I refer to as the lamestream media, because it's highly censored. If content does not follow the narrative of what they want us to see, think, and believe, then stuff gets censored. So the material that fits this Aquarian update, and basically the Aquarian mandate, what's going on with the, is at the cusp of Aquarius, the initiation of Aquarius, this is the thematic key that I'll be discussing today in this compendium. So right at the beginning, I say, skip to the bottom for some inspirational messages or videos on courage and hope. I'm going into some strong meat in this compendium, and it's kind of, you know, depressing for some people, really can only handle so much of the heavy stuff. If they want more light and love, easier and faster, like I say, skip to the bottom for some messages on courage and hope. So this, the new moon in Aquarius, again, this happened a couple weeks ago, 2-2, February 2nd. This new moon basically speaks to a new cycle, not just this next month, but also the beginning of the great cycle in the millennial Aquarian golden age. You know, we're on the cusp of Aquarius. It's like about a 2,000-year cycle. So this, and I provide a graphic, which is like a sine wave curve. That's the sine wave diagram of long-term history regarding the precession of the equinox. We're talking about, you know, about a 25,800 year cycle with the precession of the equinox, and the understanding of the different energies in our galaxy that our solar system cycles into in these 2,000 year periods. These 12 quadrants of the galactic travel of our solar system as it orbits the great central sun. Now that orbit around the great central sun is what, 240,000 years? I mean, you know, our solar system is going around the great central sun in this giant orbit. But the precession of the equinox, some people are familiar with it, a lot of people are not, is this larger cycle where the solar system is orbiting above and below the galactic plane. And we're talking about hundreds of billions of stars in the galactic plane that are orbiting the great central sun. And as our solar system is going around, it's orbiting above and below in this precession of the equinox, above and below the galactic plane. And it creates like a sine, since it's not in a circle, since it's moving forward, it's more like a sine wave curve. So there's a diagram on the website, the sine wave diagram of the long-term history of the precession of the equinox. This fascinates me. This is the big picture. A complete cycle equals one precession of the equinox of approximately 25,800 years. And our solar system travels through different sectors of cosmic space as it goes above and below as it orbits above and below the galactic plane. And we're moving into, and this is what the whole issue, most people don't, a lot of people don't realize, that the whole issue about 2012 and the Mayan calendar and all that was referring to the great crossing of our solar system. As it crossed, it came up from below the galactic plane and crossed over the galactic plane, which is an alignment of hundreds of billions of stars. And there's this alignment, you know, in the galactic plane, as we crossed it, there's an acceleration of light. There's this intensity of all these solar systems, these suns that are in alignment in the galactic plane. And as the our solar system crossed that and is now rising above the galactic plane and into the sector called Aquarius, there is a real acceleration of light, energy, consciousness, because the photonic light of our sun, which is connected to the great central sun and aligned with all these other suns, that photonic light carries intelligence. And if you look at the evolution of consciousness on planet Earth over the last 100 years, we've gone from horse and buggy to space age. We've been in an incredible, extraordinary acceleration of consciousness. And there's this, we're reaching what's called zero point, which is really in the quantum field, it's collective unity consciousness. And the internet has been the latest phenomena that's brought us to this point of instant everywhere, interactive, all connective unity and diversity. New unity consciousness, sometimes referred to as the unified field, quantum reality, quantum science, and the Aquarian age is sometimes being referred to as the quantum age. And quantum technology, quantum science, is as it emerges, we're talking about a major shift in all of our social, political, and economic institutions. For example, healthcare is shifting from the old paradigm of the chemistry of disease into the quantum paradigm of the energies of health and healing with light and sound, which makes big pharma obsolete, just as free energy technology used in the secret space program makes coal, gas, petrochemical energy obsolete. Quantum free energy technology from the vacuum of space will be powering everything. We're not there yet, obviously. And the power trips of the power elite are doing everything they can to lock down civilization so they don't lose power and control. It's all about money, power, and control. That's really the bottom line, the issues that are behind the scenes that they never talk about in the mainstream media, because the mainstream media is owned by the Rockefeller, Rothschild, power elite, BlackRock, Vanguard, you know, these giant investment bankster, you know, funds that own like 99% of the corporations on the planet. So ownership and control is the name of the game. It's shifting. It's shifting from the inside out. People are waking up. They're wising up. They're rising up, and they're saying, you know, we want the abundant life for our families, for our children, you know, for our future. And we're seeing the economics of scarcity that creates and manages scarcity to keep prices, profit, and control high. It's hit the wall of potential abundance, extraordinary potential abundance, with not just free energy technology, but like healing technologies, like the healing with energy, light and sound, and the med beds, and all kinds of stuff that's been coming out with leaks from the secret space program. So the mainstream media is just trying to hold that line, hold the line. You know, it's like in football, hold the line of advance. of the new paradigm and pushing back, you know, push it back. So you've got the spirit of freedom and opportunity manifesting in things like this, these trucker convoys that are basically saying, hey, you know, we're taking back our institutions. And we're gonna protest and we're gonna hold things up until we can move things forward. You know, and what's coming out, what's being exposed is a lot of stuff. So a lot of stuff's being exposed, and the narrative is crumbling of scarcity economics. The narrative of the medical industrial complex that's making a killing on the creation and management of disease. And we're seeing that it's all coming out. You know, big pharma, it's like been the point man or the point, you know, it's like really the Fourth Reich, with the medical industrial complex, and big pharma has been making a killing with an agenda of population reduction. You know, they're making a killing, again, creating and managing disease, treating disease with drugs for profit. And that's been their MO, their profit model, you know, going back for the last 100 years when Rockefeller took over the healthcare system, which was all naturopathic and homeopathic oriented. Of course, back then, 100 years ago, we didn't understand how natural immunity with natural healing was really the ordained natural way to build health and prevent disease. We didn't understand back then that how homeopathy worked, the quantum science. Well, we do now, just like astrology. We know that the quantum field is all energy, and astrology is basically the geometrically ordered divinity, the geometry trying to sextile different aspects that basically geometrize the field, the quantum field, the unity field, the unified field that, you know, resonates within the, you know, between our ears, the quantum field in the holodeck from the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. There's a field there that resonates with the quantum field. And as above, so below, as within, so with all the energies of the cosmos, you know, the kingdom of heaven is within us. And now this is being understood with quantum science. It's like quantum healing is being understood and how you can zap pathologies within the body with the right frequencies. You can rupture the cells of bacterium and viruses, pathologies in the body with the right frequencies. And again, we're on the cusp of this Aquarian quantum age where this science, this, you know, quantum science, quantum reality is going mainstream. In the meantime, we've got all the old paradigm paralysis on the surface. It's being purged. It's all coming out. The whole medical industrial complex agenda and population reduction and all of that is coming out. Now, some people will say that the real issue be driving the power elite is that they know that Planet X is coming in. And I've written about this, the first compendium of the year. I had a whole, it's finished up on a history of Planet X and where it's at right now. And how, of course, the power elite have built their dumbs, their deep underground military bases, for them to go into when Planet, because they know it's inbound and they know it's like a Damocles sword, hanging over the earth, and that it's coming out of the sun. You can't see it except in early morning and at night. Sometimes you can see it on the horizon. But when everyone starts seeing it, there's going to be chaos. And the power elite want to keep the economy together until the very end, you know, which could be about a year and a half to 2 years when there's a flyby. Planet X does a flyby. It's not going to hit the earth. It's just going to fly by like it usually does about every 3,600 years. Well, the point is, when it comes, if it comes real close, it'll grab the north pole of the earth, pull it over, we'll have a pole shift like we did at the time of Atlantis, you know, the great flood, you know, Noah's Ark and all that mythology story goes back to four cycles of 3,600 years ago, back at the time of Atlantis, and when planet Earth came in close because there was a karmic thing with doing the genetic manipulation of humanity and, they were playing God with the DNA, and they were creating all kinds of hybrid human-animal forms And basically, the Council of Worlds, the Great Harmony Board, you know, decided that again, a lot of cosmos, including Plan X, is intelligently directed. It is influenced by cosmic forces that are directed by cosmic councils. And this was the issue with the time of Atlantis, and we're looking at the same thing with. Today, with the DNA of humanity being made into crap from these mRNA vaccines that actually change the genetics and the DNA of humanity, where there is may be no future for humanity if it's not stopped. So the elite have been there. They want to keep the economy going to the very end so they can prepare themselves. They've been running truck convoys down into the shelters, these deep underground military bases, for the last decade, and getting them stocked and ready because they know what's coming, you know, and they've had their deep telescopes, infrared, being able to monitor this. Of course, they can't say anything in the mainstream media about all this, or there would be panic and people would leave the East and West Coast and disrupt the economy, and the elite wouldn't be able to prepare. So this is something that you're not going to hear. You know, on CBS, NBC, CNN, or National Propaganda Radio, NPR, they're not going to tell you this any more than they're going to tell you that ivermectin is going to prevent disease and keep people out of the hospitals. At this point, they're reducing population with the NIH protocols, National Institute of Health protocols, whereby if you go into the hospital and you're a useless eater, so to speak, an elderly or people with prior conditions, that, you know, is in the checkout lane, so to speak, that they'll say that if you got a health condition, they'll call it COVID, and the hospitals make about $100,000 from diagnosis of COVID in through death by way of COVID. They get paid through the CARES Act, which is $2.2 billion, which they basically pay off the hospitals, as much as $100,000 from COVID from where they say you've got COVID diagnosis to COVID death. And the way they take people out, they prescribe the remdesivir, which kills about 40% of people by shutting down the kidneys and flooding the lungs with fluid. So they put them on ventilators, and ventilators kill about another 80% of people that go on the ventilators. So you've got people going into the hospitals with the symptoms of COVID. They get put on the remdesivir and the ventilators, and they're killing massive amounts, millions of people worldwide, with these NIH protocols under Fauci. I've talked about this in previous shows. I've had many compendiums on where I've gone into what the statistics are with the remdesivir drug that they use, along with the ventilators, and it's just so horrible. People don't want to go there. They don't want to believe that the doctors don't care for them. And don't get me wrong. Doctors that take modern science, modern medicine is miraculous. I mean, as far as surgery goes, I've had my leg saved twice by good surgeons. I've had three operations, you know, for hernia. So hernia operations. The first one didn't hold, and I had to have it done again. I've had skull fractures and concussions. I've had brain surgery for double hematomas. Good doctors have saved my life many times. So I don't mean to be slamming the medical system per se. I'm just saying that a strength in excess can be a weakness. And that strength is, you know, like drugs work for a lot of different things, but drugs can be abused too. It's like any technology can be used and abused, but there's an agenda to reduce population so that there aren't all these people that with the pole shift, there's going to be a lot of about 10% of the world's population will be wiped out, especially on the coasts, 10 to 20% on the coast because of the sloshing of the Earth's 300, 400, 500-foot tsunamis coming in with the pole shift and with 200, 300-mile-an-hour winds. a lot of people will be wiped out initially, and then about 90% of the people that survive the first year will die because there won't be any food or infrastructure, distribution system, and they'll die of starvation and disease. So the elite do not want people scrambling to get into the dumps. They don't want an excess of people. They're trying to reduce population before this happens. Now, this sounds crazy. If you've never heard any of this before, this sounds like tin hat conspiracy theory out the kazoo. But, you know, I've been following this stuff for decades. Now, this has been my job, as I understand it, and as the host of Cosmic Love. You know, I can talk about Aquarian light and love and what that will look like and how that will work and, you know, what the fifth dimension is and third dimension, fourth dimension and time and all this understanding of where we're going. But in the meantime, there's going to be a cleansing and a purging on the earth. And if there was a turnaround in 2022, you know, by God's grace, if there was a mass upwising and uprising, and it was a collective consciousness, then the portents for pole shift could be mitigated. The flyby could be further away. It would be maybe not so severe. If there was true, so to speak, repentance, true turnaround, you know, where we went from a medical industrial complex that's creating and managing disease to really a system like global telecare and global holistic healing that builds health and prevents disease, and for basically just to have a resurrection of body, mind, and actually and physically having a resurrection of light. So the pure intention that focuses attention with love, attention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension, this is the cosmic history of Aquarius. This will define the Aquarian angel of that. 2,000 years, we're right at the cusp of Aquarius, and we're looking at some severe initiations for building health and preventing disease.
We can barely hear you.
I began today with the big picture. I'm going to go into what's going on galactically. Note how the orbit of our solar system into the deep space energies of Aquarius heralds basically the second coming of Christ as a collective field of 5D consciousness, unity consciousness, the Aquarian signature of effective sensory perception, ESP, with more Christic light and coherent love. You know, coherent love as the golden ratio algorithm of the heart frequency when it's in the heart energy when it's in the frequency of holy compassion, joy, harmony, love, coherent love, and Christic light in terms of higher mental Christic co-measurement with law of the angels of God and the language of the angels of love. Metaphorically, I've talked about this in many different ways. So the understanding is that the collective Galactic plane is also known as the photon belt, approximately 2 billion stars in our Milky Way galaxy. And our solar system has traveled up and through that since 2012. And we're in the energies of Aquarius, you know, related to the galactic plane, the great central sun, and the billions of stars in alignment with this galactic plane. So basically, there's mass awakening process going on. In the larger scheme of things, you know, we've just entered Aquarius, and we're experiencing the ordained confrontation between breakthrough conscience, you know, the great awakening they're referring to, versus the victim of paradigm paralysis, or stinking thinking, you might say, as fearless, as faithless fear, and mass psychosis goes viral. You know, they're talking about what's been going on with all this faithless fear the last 2 years, as psychosis, hypnotic, like psychosis as it's gone, so does the viral, because fear is the virus and faith is the cure. It's the point that I highlight with bold letters on the content. Again, I'm following along with today. And so, what's going on that is the big picture of mass awakening, which has always been the greatest fear of the perpetrators of medical tyranny and their planned demolition of the world economy. This is what's going on now. They want to bring the world to the knees so we'll accept their new world order. They call it the
Great Reset.
I think my battery was running out, but okay. So I hope I'm not breaking up so bad now. I was just getting to the point where I was talking about.
Oh, you're better.
Is that better? Okay.
Yeah.
I was just getting to the point where I was talking about fear is the virus and faith is the cure. I guess I was breaking up pretty bad with my battery running low on my earbud. So I'm talking directly into the phone, then I guess I got a clear signal here. But point being is that mass awakening has always been the greatest fear of the perpetrators of medical tyranny and their planned demolition of the world economy. The power trips of the power elite, it's all about money and power and ownership and control. There's no honor among thieves. There's battles going on between the power elite now, the white hats, the black hats, you might say. And there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we're not being told about. But basically, the dark side of the force has been trying to create, controlled demolition of the world economy, like controlled demolition of the Twin Towers on 9/11. You know, creating and managing terror, war, disease, death and hell on the planet, so they can consolidate power with the digital currency, with social credit system. And this has been going on the last couple of years intently. They want to bring the world's economy and peoples to their knees so that they'll accept totalitarian surveillance and control systems with the digital surveillance and digital currency and social credit systems. And if you don't follow the narrative and the control, then you get shut off from the economy, like they've been doing in France, you know, with the vaccine mandates and passports. And in France and different places of the world, you don't even get food, you know, from the grocery market unless you got your passport. So there's open rebellion regarding that going on now. A lot of global citizens worldwide are well aware that the Fiat elite intended worldwide global salvation from the disaster capitalism that they perpetrated by providing new digital currency and social credit passports for total population control. So this new moon in Aquarius, that, you know, the last 2 weeks has been a good time to consider the win-win natural cooperative Aquarian virtues, as will someday make the paradigm paralysis we see today obsolete, along with the corrupt economics of scarcity, you know, the oxymoronic value of scarcity that creates and monopolizes scarcity to profit and for profit and power over people rather than of, by, and for the people. So this is the big picture. I'm going to go into more of some of the specifics here in a little bit, but I've been giving like a little bit of a background orientation to the What's going on with the rigging of medicine, markets, media, management, and mindfulness? You know, how they've basically been manipulating the mass mind, and how the billionaires and trillionaires have been, how they win at creating prosperity for themselves and austerity for the rest of us. So I'm having, I'm having a little bit of struggle following the narrative I'm wanting to share today, because I've got cataracts, and I just found out this last week what the problem was, and I got cataract surgery coming up. So I have a little personal note there. If I'm a little stilted and reading the copy, usually I read and go over the narrative too fast, and people say I should slow down. Well, I have to right now, so hope you can appreciate that. But the Aquarian veil, you might say, is thinning. The divisive dialectic where they're creating and managing crisis, terror, war, and disease, it's wearing thin. People are waking up. So you've got Aquarian spring, evolution, revolution, revelations that are matriculating the matrix with the new common sense of unity and diversity. My take on this is that cosmic love as cosmic law of the angels and language of the angels. Now, this will become the standard. The Aquarian, blueprint for an Aquarian age will be based on the first principles of cosmic law of the angled, geometrically ordered divinity, the order of the universe. Some people refer to it as the fractal order of the holographic universe. If there's a natural order, it's all geometrized. The ancient Hermetic wisdom said that in the beginning, God geometrized, and in the end, we become what we geometrize. And so God is love, is geometrically ordered divinity, the love model that I've been talking about for years, and framing and geometrizing in different ways, is a frame of reference for involving and evolving the first principles of cosmic law regarding the creative process, the learning process, the processes of consciousness as the quintessential foundation of self-government. So here's to, more light and love, easier and faster. A personal, public, win-win revolution in a higher consciousness will happen when enough good people do enough to make it so. Keep in mind that the kind man of God, love, source, I am, sees God, love, source in all mankind. So that is the true capability of global telecare, Aquarian model of universal self-care, and the Aquarian model of global telecom, or basically culturing local and global communities, the Holy Spirit of love and action. So that vision of more God, love, source, consciousness nurtures wholeness and healing in the larger scheme of things. And this can be, the vision alone can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. A vision of virtue and valor for the victory of conscientious common sense for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. In the meantime, the war for hearts and minds and souls is being waged worldwide. So this is where I begin now. For those who are following along with the website, the compendium. I provide at this point some different videos and articles. First one being a one-minute must-watch that's headlined, Global Tyranny in a Nutshell. Now, this is Dr. Malone, who just really lays it out, what the real story is about. And this is a one-minute, and I could click on this and play this, but I'm not sure how the audio would come through. Again, in the show notes, it has the compendium And this is about a third of the way down with this first video of Dr. Malone. It's a bit shoot video, just 1 minute. And it's, again, global tyranny in a nutshell, what it's all about. For people that want, you know, a synopsis, a lot of people's attention span is such that I'd be surprised if they even got this far in the presentation unless they're really intrigued with, you know, the cosmic love perspective, as I've been trying to culture, where I'm saying more with less. And these videos, this one, this one-minute video, and then follows up with a two-minute video of Dr. McCullough, who drops the only vaccination truth anyone needs to hear in just 2 minutes. He sums it up. And then there's another video following that, international lawyers grand jury. There's an international grand jury going on regarding the COVID crimes against humanity, and they're being adjudicated. They're being discussed in the grand jury, you know, regarding leading into prosecution. Bill Gates and the Fauci and the ringleaders of this global tyranny, medical tyranny. So this is Dr. Rainer Fulmich. This is, again, from just this last February 6th. The court of public opinion, they're basically going public with, this is the opening statement, and continued with a U.S. attorney on the corona crisis. So that's a little bit longer video, goes into some amazing information you might be interested in. And, okay, I've got about 15 minutes left. I'm going to try and go through some of these other articles and videos. This next one in particular, it's Foster Gamble interviewing Robert Kennedy Jr. Foster Gamble is one of the founders with his wife of the Thrive Movement. Interviewed him on my radio show, Cosmic Love Show, what was it, back in 2011, I believe. And he's been very brilliant exposing the whole economic pyramid, power elite pyramid, and the what's going on with control of our social, political, and economic institutions all these years. He's been very brilliant in that regard. Here he interviews Robert Kennedy Jr. regarding his book, and ripping the title of this video is Ripping the Veil Off of Big Pharma's Agenda. For some people, this would be maybe one of their favorite videos that, you know, are interested in more information about what's going on with the medical industrial complex and Big Pharma. So this is a very good interview between Foster Gamble and Robert Kennedy Jr. And this was on the ThriveOn.org website. So for those prayer warriors who like, you might say, target practice with their Ruby Ray guns, you know, their intense love invocations, you can watch some of these three other videos that I'm following and have a blast with the power of love. Power of love, Ruby Ray guns. I'm speaking metaphorically, but more light and love, easier and faster, transmutes of the all this basically horrendous stuff that's being exposed and is, you might say, the purging that's going on of unreality is massive right now. The videos and articles that are coming out each week, for example, from ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. Now, there's two of them here, and then from Red Voice Media, another video that you can watch regarding unmasking massive medical and financial fraud, dealing with the vax death, denial, and chaos, you know, the massive levels of death worldwide from the vaccine that's being covered up by the lamestream media. And five frontline nurses speak out about what's really going on in hospitals. Like I said, they're using remdesivir and ventilation and ventilators to kill people with NIH protocols to reduce population And that's just too horrendous for people to believe. They'd rather not believe. It's counterintuitive because, how, you know, the healthcare system is supposed to be for our health. They just, but this is, it's coming out more and more. You can watch this video. And again, media is being censored. You know, the mainstream media is censoring freedom of speech, assembly. They're deplatforming people who are speaking the truth. I mean, Franklin said way back in the beginning that whoever would overthrow the liberty of the nation must begin by subduing the freeness of speech, because they can't debate truth tellers because they would look like idiots. So they just censor them. And Einstein said, never do anything against conscience, even if the state demands it. Well, the state demands that people are doing certain things with vaccine mandates and with passports, etc. But as Einstein said himself, never do anything against conscience if the state demands it. I mean, and there's an interesting video clip here that shows. I mean, there's a caption for it. It's called "When You Faint on Stage After You Brag About Being Vaccinated." Then it's kind of like making a statement of its own, and it's actually of a lady comedian who was mocking the anti-vaxxers and actually mocking Jesus. How she died, all these vaccines, and how she was doing just fine until she passed out, hit her head, and cracked her skull falling down. I mean, that's kind of quite a graphic statement in itself, but you can watch that video, and then there's another video you can watch called Awaken with JP. Very funny. You know, you got to bring some humor into it, and it's about Joe Rogan and Spotify and with all the controversy surrounding Joe Rogan and the Spotify podcast and the doctors he interviews and all the attempts to get Spotify to deplatform Joe Rogan, there's a lot of disinformation to sort out. So there's more information regarding that issue that you can look at. I included there's some bombshell statement from Dr. Malone here at this point in the compendium, and it's like Dr. Malone saying, so the fascinating point is that the owner, the top owner of Spotify, is also the owner of Moderna. So there's a lot of disinformation to sort out these days, like who really owns Spotify and how they are deeply embedded with Big Pharma. You're not hearing about that in the mainstream media. Anyway, there's more infographics and videos and links and articles and finishing up on some very positive, you know, positive spiritual videos that you can watch. And I highly recommend, if you're looking at this late at night, that you follow up with some spiritual inspirational videos before you wrap it up and go off to the etheric retreats. So I want to thank you for listening today. I've had a little bit of technical difficulty. Thank you for your patience if you've listened this far. And again, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.